Now, today's No Sweat News, these are the stories that could get you the Shinedown tickets, so let's get to it, huh?
Here we go.
Presented by Macy's. Now, Florida. Oh, Florida. How could we do the No Sweat News without you? Cops in Florida were called to the Intercoastal Waterway Sunday afternoon. Somebody reported their jet ski had been stolen. Police officers showed up to the dock, looked way off into the water, and saw someone floating on a jet ski. Put two and two together, commandeered a boat from the marina, and went out to talk to the gentleman.
Oh, no.
First problem, he didn't know how to operate a jet ski. Had to accidentally turned it off.
Oh,
second problem.
Okay.
The man didn't know how to swim.
Oh, jeez.
No. So, see, the thing is, with the jet skis, it's on the water.
It is
right.
That's how it works. Floats.
Wow. It floats, you see? Yeah. So if you don't know how to swim, because the jet ski's on the water, you see? So if you go in the water, you know what's going to happen?
Should have stuck to dry land there, buddy.
Yeah.
Dead.
That's right. Yeah.
Dead.
Ski.
Yeah.
You could have skied, but not the jet ski.
You're going to be dead ski.
Yeah.
Oh, Florida.
See, come on, pal.
All right, I like this next one. Dateline Arizona. A trendy new restaurant in downtown Scottsdale has an interesting new feature. They got a Himalayan salt wall. The entire wall is covered in expensive Himalayan salt. And people are encouraged to lick the wall when they need a little salt.
Oh, come on now. I mean, let's
COVID going around and all this crap.
Can we get a handle on this already?
Hey, how'd you get that herpes sore on your lip?
Yeah. And you realize you're just turning yourself into a giant cat.
Yeah.
But they're all just it's just a huge giant cat lick. Right.
I'd rather lick a cow salt spot.
what kind of self-respecting human being is going to go up licking walls? Unless you're in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Snozzberry tastes like snozzberry.
There it is.
Thank you.
I was wondering when we'd hit.
That's the only thing.
The head chef of the place, called The Mission, bought the rocks in to add overall ambience and help customers with their tequila shots.
Oh,
okay.
All right. I mean, I kind of like the tequila
thing. Yeah, yeah, maybe I'll start looking at some walls for that.
I mean, if you have enough tequila shots, you might
couldn't you just like chip the salt into the glass, though, like off the wall, rather than actually lick the walls on
Himalayan rock salt has natural sanitary properties, but the restaurant staff says, no, we still wipe down the wall.
Mm.
If you don't like that, guess where they keep the pepper?
Oh! Oh, no!
And it's Dateline, Ohio.
Yeah.
For story number three.
Ohio.
Did you hear about the police officer in Cincinnati who got fired because of his tattoos?
No.
Yeah, they dumped him because of his tats.
Well, it's either about Pete Rose or WKRP.
Oh, no, even better. Right across the top of his knuckles, he got the words pure on one hand and evil on the other.
Wait a second. Unless you're the Punisher from Marvel, you psychopath. That's the wrong tattoo to get in law enforcement.
Here's what they said in the press release. Officer Waeda's tattoos do not promote the professional and neutral image of the Cincinnati Police Department and are injurious to the public trust.
Gee, you think? Meanwhile, Officer White has become a supervillain, and he will be appearing on Marvel's I'm a Psychopath on Disney Plus.
I would definitely be a bit nervous if I got pulled over by that guy with pure
evil.
No,
I'm not going to get out of the car. You're going to pull my limbs off.
Guts, you and 100% of the rest of us.
Right?
Yeah, no one wants pure evil pulling them over. That's like getting pulled over by the guy that's in the No Country for Old Men. With the hairdo.
Right. With his homemade gun.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I know. I'm not getting pulled over by that guy.
Go back and look at every arrest and parking ticket that this guy ever wrote, because I guarantee there is some serious malpractice going on.
Wow.
Pure
evil.
They
got Michael Myers working for them in a police department over there in that Cincinnati police department.
That's today's No Sweat News.
Jesus.
Catch it for Shinedown tickets on Friday's quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.